Super Tab Dividend. We're also racing at Ballarat during the course of this afternoon. We're on the synthetic track for the second meeting, with the Sunday meeting being brought forward to race there. It was meant to be the first meeting on the new synthetic track, but it's the second, and Ray Huxley joins us to preview that meeting. Good morning, Hucker.
And good morning, Warren.
Still a track we're learning a little bit about, I suppose, limited exposure with just that that one meeting on it, but it seemed to race pretty fairly. What were your overall thoughts on the way the track played?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, really. You know, it's a big track, so probably a bit bigger than the other, than Geelong, certainly. And, yeah, I thought it played pretty well.
We're kicking off the program this afternoon, just after 12 o'clock, 12.25 to be precise, with a maiden for the three-year-olds over 1,000 metres. One scratching, number eight, to take its not to take its place today. An icon for Paddy Maloney, Leon and Troy Corson's currently the favourite, with tab.com.au $2.60. Ahead of Braddock at $3.60 and then out to $5 tuned up, and $5.50 for Quat Rocky. How do we kick it off, Hucker?
Well, of those who have raced, Icon has got by far the best form. He's only had the five starts and been placed at Warrnambool, Bendigo and Mornington. He was sent for a spell after New Year's Day when he ran third at Mornington. He was a bit keen that day. I notice they've taken the blinkers off him for his first up run here, and also he has been gelded in the meantime. Yeah, a couple of his placings have been quite solid. He's no star, but against this field, I think he probably will get the money. Braddock showed improvement last start when he finished up running second at Swan Hill, and then maybe next best 6-4, 3-1, 6-4.
James Vandermark got those numbers spot on across the line. Race 1 at Healesville, 2, 3, 6, and 4. The winner, Dirty Azuri, number 2, $2.90 and $1.20. $3.20 the place dividend for number 3, Come On Lavendi, and $1.30 the place dividend for number 6, Diamond Lee. The Quinella, numbers 2 and 3, $37.50, $37.70 for the exacta on those same numbers. Trifecta, 236, $208.20 and $805.90 if you're lucky enough to snare the first four at 2, 3, 6 and 4. Make that $805.50, not 90. Race 2 this afternoon at Ballarat. Huckers, a maiden over the 1,100 metres. We take out numbers 1, 8, 12 and 13. And short price favourite here, Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace combining with Johnny Allen. Zorro Rapido at $2, out to $5 for Kowloon Kid, $5.50 for Beat It, Just Beat It, and Bigger Odds the others. What are your thoughts here?
Well, when I looked through the form last night, I thought, well, very, very difficult to make a case for any of the ones who have raced. So I thought, well, one of these first starters, the 11 or the 12, will probably win it. The 12, Confidant, was installed $1.75, but it was scratched this morning. So now we've got Zorro Rapido at even money. I don't know if he's a star or not, but gee, he doesn't have to be much good to beat these. Very, very difficult to find other selections. Don't want to rush into the even money, but got to tip him on top. I go 11 from 14, 4 and 5.
First starter, not a difficult task for a first starter, race 2 at Ballarat this afternoon. Ray Huxley, move on to the third race. It's over 1,400 metres, another maiden, scratching to numbers 8, 13 and 14. And for the informed Mitch Friedman stable, Defies Logic heads the market at tab.com.au at $3.10, joint favourite with Major Gowan. How You Like Me Now at $5, $5.50 for Espadero, and out to $9 for Denatin. So a couple of horses fighting out favouritism here in the third, Ray. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm rather keen on Major Gow, and gee, it was a good run on debut by this three-year-old at Geelong on the 28th of April. He was playing up in the barriers, and when they jumped away, he was slow to find his feet. He settled back in the last three. Gee, did good work in the home straight. Got up and ran third, only beaten less than a length. Will be greatly improved by that experience. I think he'll be winning this. Put in number 3, Espadero, for second. Wasn't far away at his first run for the new stable. Then number 1, Defies Logic. Been placed his last three runs in pretty weak company by the same token. And maybe next best number 4, How Do You Like Me Now? 7, 3, 1 and 4.
Race 4 on the card's a benchmark 58 at Geelong this afternoon. We've got another maiden to come, race 5 on the card, just to make it tougher for Hucker for the quaddy. But race 4, a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. We take out numbers 5, 10 and emergencies 15 and 16. And Onaval heads the market at tab.com.au at $3.80, just ahead of La Magique, $3.90. $5 for Viva Achiever, $7 for Talk 'Em Around, Swanky Cat at $8. And then out to double figures. How are we playing this race, right?
I liked number 2, Viva Achiever. Forgiving his last run at Werribee, he got into a battle for the lead and actually covered a bit of ground moving forward from his wide barrier. Look, the previous form had been very sound, and he's a winner twice on the synthetic ground. He's only had 3 starts on the synthetic for 2 wins and a placing. So I think he's very well placed here for a horse at a bit of odds. I think number 11, La Magique, probably the danger, has been racing very honestly. Go forward horse, one that's maiden at Strathalbyn leading all the way. Then we go to numbers 8 and 3, maybe the next best. 2 from 11, 8 and 3.
Quaddy kicks off with a maiden over 1,500 metres on the synthetic track at Ballarat this afternoon. We scratch numbers 1, 6 and emergencies 15 and 16. And brilliant concept for Matty Williams and Brad Rewilla. Heads the market at $3.70. Ahead of Banksy Strikes at $5. $6 for Jern Astra. $7 for Right About Me. $7.50 for Urban Armour, so certainly a number of horses in the market to kick off the quaddy, Ray. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, very, very wide open race. A maiden for the first leg of the quaddy, it always makes it tough. Look, I like number 8, Right About Me. I thought its debut run was quite good. He's a 3-year-old gelding. He didn't start racing until last month. He had a couple of barrier trials, went okay in the trials. And then at Werribee the other day, making his debut, he only got beaten 2.25 lengths and copped a little, nasty little check about 200 metres from home. Another one who I think will be improved by a recent run, and I think he might be hard to beat here. Brilliant concept, got a bad barrier. First up run was okay. Form last time in is good enough to win this. Number 10, Jern Astra, I think he's got a little hope here. And stretching it out a bit, I thought 13 Urban Moore was probably worth putting in. Tough race, 8-3, 10-13.
Race 6 on the card this afternoon, Ballarat Synthetic Track. Clearly the highest graded race of the day, a benchmark 78 over 1,500 metres. We scratch number 7, Priya Eclipse, who's also an acceptor at Flemington tomorrow. And the track specialist heads the market. Hucker, Buena Veloz at $2.40. Grand Crown, $3.90. Royal Thunder at $4.40. $6.50 for Yulong Rising and $7.50 for Sacred Theme. The outsider of the field's Seagull of Arca, but he's only a $15 chance. How do you see this one?
You're going off early with the track specialist. Buena Veloz, yeah, he was very, very impressive last weekend, winning here on this track. He was also a synthetic winner at Geelong back in July last year. It's third run back from a spell on the synthetic last weekend. He was slowly away, sat back last in the field of 7. Coming towards the home turn, he just rounded them up and then he cleared out in the straight and won by 4 lengths. He really does like racing on synthetic tracks, obviously. And although this is a better class field, I think he'll be winning again. Royal Thunder does look well placed in a race like this. Failed last start, but before that he was a Sandown winner. And maybe next best, number 4 with the blinkers on. And number 1, Yulong Rising. On his European form, he should find this a little bit too short. 3 from 2, 4 and 1.
Second race on the card, Hucker's a bench, or second last, a benchmark 58 over the 2,100 metres. We take out numbers 3, 9 and emergencies 15 and 16. And we've got one of Dean Lester's horses heading the market here. Dunmarm at $3.60 for tab.com.au, ahead of My Kerry Pie at $4.20, and then out to $6 for Racing Paradise, Ripper Rio and Pooney at $8, $9 for Sassoon. What are your thoughts on the second last, Hucker?
Gee, it's a tough open race. I like one at around $10, Powers Out, Lookout, who has got ability. He was a Voca winner back in March. Not a bad run at Geelong last start when he was ridden right up on the speed. He's had a couple of hurdle trials lately. He won a hurdle trial on the 24th of April. And when you get these horses 2,100 metres, they turn into a real slog. The horses who have been doing a bit of schooling are usually very, very hard and fit. So I think around $10, he's a good value bet in the race. Dean's horse is going to be hard to beat, Dunham. Failed at Warrnambool last start, but, gee, that was a much tougher race than this. Next best, 8-2, 5-4, 8-2.
We wind up the card with a benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres on the synthetic track at Ballarat this afternoon. We scratch numbers 9, 11, 12 and 16. And Johnny Allen, combining with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace again, head the market with Skidman at $2.60. Had a Trojan Storm at $6, $7 for Typhoon Meringue, $8 for Equamico. Captain Smooth, the only other horse in single figures at $9.50 with tab.com.au. How do you bring us home, Ray?
I like Captain Smooth. Forgive his last run at Kyneton. He was well placed until the home turn, and then he dropped out, and he was found to be lame after that race. That was on the 11th of April, so he's had plenty of time to get over that problem. Form before that had been quite sound. Worth noting that he has won two races on synthetic tracks. So I think around 9.50 he represents value in the race. Share the Faith, got a little bit of a liking for him. He's resuming from a spell. He has only had two runs on the synthetic and he's performed well both times. Skidman, yeah, he's a chance, but gee, I think he's under the odds. Put him in for third and maybe next best, number 8, Trojan Storm, who is a synthetic track winner, 4 from 2, 5 and 8.
How do you sum up the card,
Ray? I think the best, race 6, number 3, Buana Veloz, I think he'll win again. The value, race 7, number 5, Powers Lookout. And for the Quadrella, the first leg 3, 8, 10 and 13, second leg 2 and 3, third leg 2, 4, 5 and 8, last leg 2, 4, 5 and 8, and I'm get back into the fisherman's friend to try and get this voice right for tomorrow.
Good luck, Huck. I look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, buddy.
Ray Huxley with his thoughts on the meeting on the synthetic track at Ballarat. Time for